All right, we were talking music a little bit. It's Wendy Snyder here. Dane Neal is in for Bill Leff. And I remember watching on Channel 11 a great rock and roll show called Soundstage, WTTW. And then it went away for a little while. And Joe Thomas, the producer, director of WTTW Soundstage, it's back in action. Congratulations.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Watched many a bands up there, and we can talk about your upcoming schedule, but why don't you introduce someone who's going to be on the next soundstage?
Well, right off the bat, we've got a real special show coming up Tuesday, and then we added a date on Thursday. It's Kenny Loggins, who's going to be on the phone here. And
he is
Jim
on the
Messina.
Phone.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
So Kenny, Jim Messina, Michael McDonald, David Foster, and more guests than we could fit in one night. So we sold out the first night in about a half hour, and so we decided today, I guess we're announcing that we're going to add Thursday, August 4th as a second performance to kind of get through all of Kenny's, you know, 30 or 40 hits or whatever he has at this point.
30,000 or 40,000 hits. How are you, Kenny?
I'm doing good.
And Jim Messina, you guys were such a duo, and I was talking to Joe Thomas off the air. It's nice to see old friends get back together and jam, because there is a lot of strife in the rock and roll business where there's a falling out, and it breaks my heart that you can't put your differences aside and get back to the music.
Yeah. It's a friend of mine said, why don't you go out every other summer with, you know, Jimmy? And I said, well, why don't you go out with your ex-wife? It's just we don't have a lot of strife, but we get along fine. So we're lucky that way. We can do this from time to time. But you know, there's a lot of acts where there's just so many things said that they can't take back. You know, but I'm lucky to be not one of those. So we're doing good, and I'm just really honored that Jimmy is going to join me on this 40-year retrospective, I guess, right, Joe?
Yeah, and you know, 40 years of your career, it's so funny when you start looking at the hits. Kenny has had like three different careers. You know, he's like the movie, I couldn't even remember half the movies that he had written songs for from, you know, well, you're going to hear them all in the next couple nights, but and, you know, the different artists and David Foster and Michael McDonald and Stevie Nicks and all these different collaborations that he had. It's mind-blowing. It's really fun.
One of the things I think that is...
Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I think that is so interesting, and Joe kind of touched on it, is the fact that it has spanned such a long career. And then when you come back now and you do these shows and that they sell out so quick and we have to add extra dates, are you surprised? I mean, when you guys were making all that music, you knew it was big at the time, that this many years later, people would still love you just as much.
Oh, it's shocking. You know, getting up and doing Footloose and having the audience dance every night is just the best job in the world. And what can I say?
And you had some writing credits and appeared on Glee. How was that a lot of fun?
Oh, no, I didn't appear on Glee.
You did some writing, though, for it.
Yeah, they did some on my music. And but I've had a lot of luck with that stuff, with the television shows using my material. Grace and Frankie right now are leaning heavily on, I think it's Danny's song or
some, you know,
and there's a lot of that happening, so I'm really lucky that way.
It's cool enough when you make music and you turn the radio on when you get in your car and you hear your own song on the radio, but you going to movies, listening to your own song, was that just unbelievable?
Oh, that was really great. You know, the situation of, we went, when Dean Pitchford and I wrote our theme song for Footloose, we wrote it for the barroom scene in the middle of the movie. So when I went to the screening, I had no idea that they'd moved it into the credits at the top of the movie. And it's the perfect spot for a movie song to be in. So I was shocked and pleased. And when I went to see the remake of Footloose, they did the same thing. The movie opens with my version of Footloose. And I turned to my girlfriend. I said, "Wow, they really nailed my sound. It sounds just like me." And she said, "It is you."
Well, Kenny, I was wondering, with so many different songs to play and only so much time that you have during a given show, and we've seen that with some artists. I know with Paul McCartney when he was here for Lollapalooza, you know, how do you fit a lot of that stuff in? How do you choose some of the, of course, there's some standards that people are going to want to hear, but are there some that you know were really great songs that maybe weren't hits, but you know that your fans would love them or you would love to share them? How do you decide what you can play during these shows? Because you got to leave a lot out.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I have just enough hits to do a greatest hits show, and then I can flesh it out with a couple deep cuts. It all depends on the audience. You know, what sort of audience do I have, and whether it's a greatest hits audience or an audience that's more of a listening audience that I can push a little bit harder.
How annoying is a producer like myself, Kenny, who keeps reminding you of more songs that he and the fans want to hear? We've been sending emails back and forth for about 6 weeks now, and I keep adding songs that, you know, were my favorites, and Kenny forgets it, and then I get by the third time that he forgets it that maybe that's one he doesn't want to do, so I back off a little bit.
Yeah. We call that the Nashville no. You just don't say anything.
All right. Well, so, Joe, you are the producer of this Kenny Loggins soundstage, and a second show has been added. Is it tough for you to look at this magnificent and prolific writer and rock and roller and tell him what to do?
Well, you know, the good thing about soundstage is we don't tell the guys.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean it that way.
We capture. And I remember we had Russell Crowe on the show, and he said, "Well, direct me." And I'm like, "Well, I don't do that." He goes, "Well, you're the director." So what our job and what I think works about soundstage is this is Kenny and Jim and Michael and their show. And I just make sure that the cameras are in the right spot and it's recorded wonderfully, and we stay out of the way. So I think that's been the success of this show, as opposed to some of those productions that... And remember, Wendy, and when we were listening to the show in the 70s and 80s, you know, you had Dick Cavett and you had all Michael Douglas and all these people that would have John Lennon on, believe it or not. Remember, John Lennon on Michael Douglas, it was a hoot with Yoko and the interview segments and things like that. The thing that made Soundstage so cool was... It's a show where kids could watch their artists perform, and nobody got. There's no announcer. There's no MC or anything.
No one got in the way.
Nobody got in the way. So I think that's our theory.
Kenny, who do you like? If you're going to see a show, I know Lollapalooza is coming to town this weekend. Who are you going to drop your money down on a ticket for?
That's a good question. There's so much good stuff out there right now. We don't see. I live in Santa Barbara, California.
Are you taking a shower right now? By the way.
Oh, I forgot.
Exactly. Or I hope you're not using the facilities. Put this in soundstage.
I need the tape of the show.
This is a number one hit.
You've got to capture it.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Wendy, you just asked, like, of the bands that are out today. Yeah, like, what are you looking at and listening to today?
You know, well, my daughter just turned me on to an act that, Joe, I think you had on soundstage, Johnny Swim. And I would put money down to see them. I would put money down to see Foy Vance. We're not talking about the elderly Coachella kind of acts. We're talking about new acts. At least I am right now.
See, I love the old acts. The old acts, I mean, that's why people love you and can't wait for you to get together with Jim Messina for the soundstage. Michael McDonald, for God's sakes, this is where music is, in my opinion.
You know, the other thing is a lot of these artists, we don't realize.
You sound like my dad.
We don't realize how young these guys were when they started.
Yeah. Yeah, I was tired. Those were strange days. Imagine going from clubs to arenas at 22 years old. It was disorienting. I'm not saying that there aren't great, you know, older, I call them legacy acts. out there, they are great, but we know them. The ones that I would be most curious about to see if they can really play and sing. And I've seen some YouTube stuff on Johnny Swim, and they're pretty amazing.
I'll look into that.
She's the daughter of Joe, help me. The girl in Johnny Swim, do you remember?
I don't remember.
Donna Summer.
Oh, there Donna you go. Summer. Yes.
Oh, Donna Summer's daughter?
Yeah.
Wow.
She sings amazing.
I will check out Johnny Swim when you, when me and your dad listen to records, which we usually do on the weekends.
Dad will insist on Bing Crosby.
All right, we have to take a quick break here, and Joe, it's up to you. We can keep Kenny on, or we can talk about the other acts that are coming up. But you, Joe Thomas, producer and director of WTTW's Soundstage, it's back in action. You have a pair of VIP tickets to give away. Let's take a break. We'll talk about that coming up.
Great. Thanks, Kenny.
All right, we'll take a break. It's Dane Neal. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. All right, Bill Leff is off for a couple of days. Dane Neal is sitting in his seat till this afternoon when Anna Balaval comes in. I'm Wendy Snyder. And Joe Thomas, I've known you for many years, but not really met you till the Cornerstones of Rock at the Granger Studios at WTTW Soundstage with, of course, Jim Peterick, the whole world's friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you run a tight ship and put out a great product. So congratulations on Soundstage coming back. You do a fantastic job.
Well, thank you all for your support. And you rocked it out that night. You were the host, and it was the perfect night for you to host. And we'd love to have you come back and host one of the other shows.
Anytime you want. And talk about some of the shows that are coming up. Some of these have been filmed, like I'm looking at WTTW.com/soundstage. Bad Company. I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, we did it here, and then we also chased him to Red Rocks, and we have two episodes of that Bad Company coming up next season. So one in Red Rocks, and then they changed the set around and did kind of an intimate set at Soundstage.
Paul Rogers still have the best voice in rock
and roll. He is amazing. And
smooth.
You know, Simon is a killer drummer, and the band brought back a lot of memories for us. And, you know, every once in a while, we try to, you know, keep it young, too. The good thing about music listeners like yourself and our audience is, you know, we push the envelope a little bit on the young side. And this week we're rehearsing all week with Regina Spektor, and she's going to be there Friday night. Unfortunately, the tickets are all sold, but I think we got you two if you want to give them away later on. But those tickets went in about 30 seconds. So,
I believe it.
And Regina's been here all week. She's an amazing artist. I know people are familiar with some of her TV work. She's written some themes for, you mentioned Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, and my new favorite show. I binge watched.
Yeah, and then I think she's singing a song in Hamilton, and she's just an amazing artist, and getting to know her was a real thrill.
And you look at your career and just the access that you've had to some of these different, you know, either iconic bands or these great personalities, and it is interesting the way that you choose them. You say you capture it, and you kind of give some of that insight into the person who is that musician, even if they may be known in other walks of life, maybe more, like Russell Crowe, having him, and I had, off the air, we had talked. I had gotten a chance to see Lisa Marie Presley at one of those things. So how do you choose the bands that you get? And you've talked about it, where sometimes you're chasing people around for a couple of years to make things happen when you're really committed.
Well, this is like the greatest job in the world. I mean, it's my musical taste, a lot of it, and I listen to my kids, I listen to friends, I listen to people like, you know, Wendy, people that I respect musically, and I just try to keep ahead of the bell curve a little bit. And so far it's paid off for me, and I stay out of the way. I think, I've been involved in a lot of projects, and if you don't toot your own horn too much and you let people do what they do, people get comfortable with you, and I think you capture the essence of what they are, and I think that's what we've been doing a good job with our team at Soundstage.
Blondie, I noticed.
That was a great show,
too. I love her.
Yeah.
Just saw her, I think, 2 years ago. She's still got it. Rocking and rolling. I love her so much. Toby Keith.
Yeah, that was a hoot. Toby and I go way back to, we did a record with him and the Beach Boys back in the 90s, and so he goes way back with us. And that's the other thing about this business. I mean, I've made friends and relationships that I've carried on now from my, you know, kind of career as a music producer and songwriter. And now it's like, hey, you guys, you know, when Bon Jovi came in to town, I said, you want to do Soundstage? I mean, it was really a major deal to get Bon Jovi to play in a 550-seat theater, you know, with you know, with what they do.
But yeah,
that's the power of your personality and the track record, and you'd be able to say, like, here's what these other artists did. And so I think it transcends a lot of the normal situations. It's a testament to what you're doing.
That, and like we were saying, piles of cash sometimes.
And, piles of cash.
And Brian Wilson, of course, you have a relationship with him. You've done songwriting with him, and
yeah, and hopefully we've got one more in us, one more record, maybe next year. He's enjoying touring so much. And the thing that's funny about Brian is, remember, he was the Beach Boy that didn't want to tour, and now you can't get him off the road. I mean, I spoke to his wife the other day on the phone, and I was like, where's Brian? Well, he's picked up another 30 shows. So he loves the fan reaction. I know he's coming here to the Chicago Theater, I think, in October again.
Yeah, I saw that. We just saw him at Pitchfork. To see him, and it was magical, I have to tell you. And just the crowd of people, you had your millennials who knew every word to Pet Sounds. You had people my age, and people, there's some older people there too, and everybody just came together for Brian Wilson.
And you know, these guys were kids when they started. I wanted to say that with Kenny. A real quick, funny story. Carl Wilson, Brian's youngest brother, and Timothy Schmidt of the Eagles and I were in a dinner once, and Timothy,
listen to these stories that Joe Thomas
like, and then the Pope
hanging
showed
out.
Out.
Well, it's kind of funny because they both are the nicest guys in the world, and Timothy said to Carl, you know, I saw you when I was 14 years old at the Santa Barbara Bowl, and Carl kind of looked at him and he didn't know how to take it. He goes, well, I was 14 then too when I was playing. So you realize, I mean, this kid was 14 years old playing at the Santa Barbara Bowl, and he influenced another 14-year-old who became one of the Eagles. And what, like Kenny was saying, at 20 years old, he was doing arenas. So I heard the doctor that you had on before about the you know, how you break kids into. How do you break these kids into the fact that you're 20 years old or 18 years old, and there's 30,000 people that are, you know, adoring you and selling, you're selling records to them, and you're in, you know, it's a real culture shock.
So yeah, absolutely.
I really like to give these guys a break and girls a break in the music business, because it's tough.
It is tough. And Kenny Loggins, thank you so much for setting us up with saying hello
great.
To him.
Well, thanks for having me, and maybe we'll be back when we actually air the season, because right now we're just shooting
right.
The show. So when we air it, I'll come back and pitch our season to
please
y'all.
Do. And you have a pair of tickets to give away for the Regina Spektor show.
We do. So
what's all the info, and we'll tell people how to win.
Basically, you just go to WTTW.com/soundstage, and you could order tickets for the new Kenny Loggins show on
just added
Thursday, and you can get two tickets if you call in your show, however you guys want to give it away, to Regina Spektor, or there's, I think, two meet and greets to meet Kenny.
Wow.
Oh my God. All right, so now this is too much. I don't know what we have. A pair of tickets. I'm all confused. So a pair of tickets for the Regina Spektor show
Friday night.
Okay, this Friday, so you have to go. And if you can, be the 10th caller, 312-981-7200. That's the 10th caller right now for Regina Spektor Friday night. And what else do you have for us?
And then I think they said a meet and greet for Kenny Loggins on Tuesday night. If he's actually going to sit there and meet you, and you get to ask him questions and take a picture.
How about that? Oh, those tickets are gone. I have just taken them. We'll do caller number 12 for the meet and greet for Kenny Loggins on Tuesday. Again, you have to go. This is Friday, Regina Spektor, 10th caller, and 12th caller for next Tuesday, Kenny Loggins meet and greet, 312-981-7200. Thank you a million, Joe Thomas.
Thanks for
nice
having
to
me, guys.
See you. Quick break, and we'll come back and find out what's on the Wintrust Business Lunch and who is hosting.